Some members of Congress want more answers when it comes to the sudden resignation of CIA Director David Petraeus. The affair between Petraeus and Paula Broadwell will be the subject of meetings this week, including Congressional Intelligence Committee leaders and top officials from the FBI and CIA. There's also still a chance Petraeus will have to testify at a later date about the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya.
Joining us now to talk more about all this, Tom Ricks, author of The Generals, American Military Command from World War II to Today. Tom, good to have you back. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Timing is everything in life, and you profile General Petraeus extensively in the book that just came out at the same time that all this has happened. We've got to ask you first about General Petraeus and Paula Broadwell. You know both of them, so your thoughts on this.
I've known General Petraeus for about 15 years. I've known Paula probably for about 5 years. I'm not close to either one of them, sort of more acquaintances, though I actually did introduce Paula to my book editor, which she told me she wanted to write a book, something I do frequently for people who say they want to write a book. I find the whole thing a tragedy, and I worry that it says more about us as a nation than it does about Dave Petraeus. We can't afford to throw away good leaders, and here we are throwing and dragging through the mud David Petraeus, who has been one of our best generals in recent years. In World War II, Dwight Eisenhower had a pretty flagrant affair with his famously beautiful red-haired chauffeur, Kay Summersby. And the Korean War, Matthew Ridgway, another great general, was pretty flagrant in some of his feminine engagements, seemed to get a new wife for every war. We didn't throw those guys away. Nowadays, we somehow think we can. We hold people to terrifically high personal standards, yet we are very permissive and lax in professional standards. And Petraeus came in Iraq after a bunch of mediocre generals. Tommy Franks messed up the invasion. And then you had Ricardo Sanchez, who let the insurgency blow up on his watch. General Casey tried to do a better job but really did not succeed. Finally, Petraeus changes strategy, changes tactics, and extricates the United States from Iraq. Then we send him to Afghanistan. This is years of effort on the part of this guy. He gave very generously, and his family gave generously, to the country. Yet when it came time for us to be generous to him, we were not.
Tom, I saw someone tweet something about David Petraeus saying that leaving the Army was perhaps one of the worst things for him, beginning his tenure at the CIA. Do you have a response about that?
It does make me wonder. To leave the institution to which you've belonged for so many decades. Petraeus, you know, had a terrifically bad parachute crash once that smashed his ribs and other bones. Later, in an exercise, he was shot through the chest and through a lengthy operation, actually, at the hands of Dr. Bill Frist. He's given a whole lot, and I think to come out of that world into the big world, yeah, it might have been a little bit of a shock. I think he also would have liked to be chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And in fact, until last weekend, I thought it was still possible that he would be brought back to active duty, which has been happened with a couple of other generals, and made chairman of the Joint Chiefs. I think the revelation of this affair makes that a lot harder. But I don't think we've seen the end of Petraeus. I think he'll be rehabilitated and come back in another role in American life.
Tom, we thank you for joining us, and good luck on the book.
You're welcome.
Tom Ricks, author of The Generals, American Military Command from World War II to Today.